If you're anything like me, you have questions. Some questions are like, what's for lunch? Or what's the weather doing today? You know, routine, but nonetheless important. Then there are those other questions, the ones that plague us late at night. Questions like, who am I? Why am I here? What should I do with my life? What happens after life? Is there a God? If so, how can I know him? How can I understand him? I was reading the Bible the other day, Psalm 36 to be exact. There's a passage in there that says, your justice is like the great deep. It just jumped off the page at me. At the time, it seemed like it was an invitation from the heavens, permission from God himself to ask all these sorts of questions. I mean, why would the psalmist write that God's justice is like the great deep? Surely that in itself is an intriguing concept. But more than that, it elicits something in me about the state of the world in relation to who God is. For example, here's a question I hear people asking often. If there is a God and he is good and he is loving, then why does a good God allow bad things to happen to good people? This scripture in Psalm 36 got me thinking. Why would God allow that? Why does he allow suffering? And is there a limit to how much suffering there can be in the world? When will a good God say, that is too much, no more? I have other questions, like, what is freedom? I mean, really, in today's society that is so liberal and supposedly informed in the information age, exactly how free are we? When I think about my own family and I look at today's society, I sometimes think, why should any young person get married? And in today's promiscuous media culture, does anyone really consider sex before marriage taboo? What about kids? Why would anyone want to have kids? In this chaotic world, why would you even want to bring a child into the world given the state that it's in? How about the state of the world? How do you fix it? What about the wrongdoers, the people who are power hungry? Those who are messing everything up in our world. Where is the justice that Psalm 36 speaks about? Phew. Well, before we get bogged down in the quagmire of questions, let me tell you what my dream is. My dream is to bring people together. I believe music and art is not only entertainment, but it has the power to inspire and uplift people in their day-to-day lives. And so I'd like to invite you into this discussion. It's the search for some answers to these kinds of questions. And we'll be throwing around ideas with new music, podcasts, some videos, cartoons, blogs, and pictures. We figure that's a fun and entertaining and empowering way of dealing with lofty issues such as these. Basically, we're asking the question, how do you fix the world? It starts with you and me. Follow it all online, it's gonna be amazing.